when the gauges lie, probe, scale, and instrument errors. Before you condemn a system, condemn your instruments. The false readings that send text chasing phantom faults, bad pipe clamp contact, wrong refrigerant profile, uncalibrated scales, drifting probes, and the sanity checks that catch a lying gauge before it costs you a misdiagnosis. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is, every diagnosis you make rests on the assumption that your instruments are telling the truth. When they're not, you'll chase a fault that doesn't exist, recover a high charge that's actually fine, add gas to a low system that's reading wrong, or condemn a perfectly good compressor because the numbers looked impossible. The instrument error becomes the phantom fault. This is the discipline of verifying your tools as part of the diagnosis, and of recognizing the signature of a lying gauge so you don't burn an hour or a customer's money chasing it. The tell is usually a reading that's internally inconsistent, numbers that don't agree with each other or with physical reality. When the picture doesn't hang together, suspect the instrument before you invent an exotic failure. How it works. Each measurement has its own ways to go wrong, and knowing them lets you catch them. Pipe clamp thermometer contact. Superheat and subcooling both depend on a line temperature reading. A clamp that's loose, dirty, on a painted slash corroded line, or not insulated from ambient reads toward air temperature instead of pipe temperature. That single bad contact corrupts superheat and subcoolant can fabricate a fault out of thin air. It's the most common instrument lie in refrigerant work. Wrong refrigerant profile on a digital gauge. Digital manifolds convert pressure to saturation temperature using the selected refrigerant's PT curve. Leave it set to R22 or R454B, or whatever the last job was on an R410 system, and every saturation temp, and therefore every superheat and subcool, is wrong. The pressures are right, the converted temps and deltas are garbage. Scale calibration slash drift weigh-in. A recovery or charging scale that's not zeroed, sitting and level in the wind, or simply drifted reads the wrong weight. You think you put in 4 pounds, you put in 5. Weigh-in charging is only as good as the scale. Probe drift slash accuracy. Clamp meters, thermometers, and pressure transducers drift over time, take abuse, and have accuracy limits. A probe that's off by a few degrees or a few percent skews everything built on it. Manifold slash hose issues. A gauge knocked out of calibration, a clogged port, a restricted hose, or reading off a Schrader that's partially blocked gives a pressure that isn't the system's true pressure. The unifying physics. Most of your diagnostic numbers, superheat, subcool, splits, deltas are derived from raw measurements. A small error in a raw input line temp, selected refrigerant, weight propagates into a big error in the derived value, which is exactly the number you diagnose from. In the field, build verification in and run sanity checks constantly. Check the refrigerant profile on a digital set before reading anything. First thing, every job, confirm the gauge is set to the actual refrigerant in the system. This one habit prevents a whole category of phantom faults. Verify pipe clamp contact and insulation. Clean metal, tight clamp. Correct spot, insulated from ambient air. If superheat slash subcool look weird, reseat the clamp and watch the number change. A reading that jumps when you resecure the clamp was lying. Cross-check raw readings against physical reality. Sanity tests that catch a lying instrument. A suction line you can feel is cold, but the thermometer says it's 70 degrees to clamp contact problem. Superheat reading negative or impossibly high, for example minus 5 degrees or 60 degrees, to almost always instrument slash profile slash contact error, not the system. Subcool reading negative to impossible in normal operation, suspect the profile or the clamp. Pressures that don't move when the system clearly changes state to port slash hose slash gauge problem. Compare two instruments when something's off. A second thermometer on the same line, or analog gauges alongside the digital set, tells you fast whether the tool or the system is the problem. If two good tools disagree, one's wrong. Zero and level the scale, shield it. Re-zero before charging, set it level, keep it out of wind. If a weigh-in result seems off, verify the scale with a known weight. Ask, does this whole picture hang together? A single fault produces a consistent story across pressures, temps, and amps. If your readings contradict each other, gauges say overcharge, but amps and air split say otherwise, the most likely explanation isn't an exotic multi-fault system, it's a bad instrument. Re-verify before you act. Reread after correcting the instrument. Once you fix the clamp slash profile slash scale, take the readings fresh. Diagnose off the corrected numbers, not the ones you now know were wrong. Normal values and targets. These are the that's not physically possible flags that scream instrument error, Negative superheat or subcooling in normal operation to instrument slash profile slash contact error. True negative SH means flooding to the compressor, which is a real but different and rare condition. Verify the tool first. Wildly out of range superheat, e.g., 50 to 60 degrees plus on a system that's cooling fine, or near 0 degrees that doesn't match a flooded coil to suspect clamp contact or profile. Line temp reading about ambient when the line is clearly hot or cold to the touch to bad clamp contact reading air, not pipe. Saturation temps that don't match the refrigerant to wrong profile selected. Weight that doesn't match the can slash cylinder change to scale not zeroed slash level or drifted. Pressures that don't respond to obvious state changes to port slash hose slash gauge fault. Common faults and what they mean. Both superheat and subcool look wrong. Single common cause likely. Wrong refrigerant profile affects all saturation-derived numbers or a clamp-slash-thermometer error. Check the profile and clamp before the system. One reading is impossible negative-slash-extreme. Instrument, not system. Verify the tool. Readings contradict each other gauges vs amps vs split. Suspect an instrument before inventing a multi-fault scenario. Charge off by weigh-in but the system runs perfectly. Scale error. Re-zero, re-level, verify. Reading changes when you touch the clamp-slash-hose. The connection was the fault. Reseat and reread. Brand new digital set giving odd numbers. Check the refrigerant setting and units PSI vs other, and that probes are paired slash zeroed correctly. Tech tips and gotchas. Check the refrigerant profile first. Every single time on a digital set, leaving it on the last job's refrigerant is the most common way to fabricate a fault. 2 second habit, saves entire wasted diagnoses. A bad pipe clamp poisons superheat and subcool at once. If both look strange, suspect the contact before the system. Reseat it and watch the numbers move. That's your proof. Impossible numbers are the system telling you the tool is wrong. Negative subcool, 60 degrees superheat on a system blowing cold. Physics says check the instrument. Don't rationalize impossible readings into exotic failures. The picture has to hang together. One fault equals a consistent story across pressure, temperature, and current. Contradictory readings usually mean a lying instrument, not a system with 5 problems. Re-verify before you recover or add a thing. Carry a backup to cross-check. A second thermometer or analog gauge is subtle tool or system. In 30 seconds, when in doubt, get a second opinion from a second instrument. Zero and level the scale, shield it from wind. Weigh-in charging is only as honest as the scale. Treat it like the precision instrument it is. Calibrate slash verify periodically. Probes drift, scales drift, gauges take abuse. A tool you haven't checked in a year is a tool you're trusting on faith. Safety slash code notes. An undetected instrument error can lead you to over or undercharge a system or to vent slash recover unnecessarily. Verify before you act on refrigerant EPA608. Recover, don't vent. Don't act on a negative subcool slash flooding reading by assuming the worst and dumping charge until you've confirmed the instrument. The wrong move based on a bad reading can damage the system. Live panel and pressurized system safety as usual. Rated tools, eye protection, PPD, recover never vent.